Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today, we're continuing with some of the teaching, mainly parables, that Jesus is giving and Mark has recorded for us in Mark chapter 4. One of the things that Jesus talks about after the parable of the sower is that it's important that our light actually is not hidden and not covered, but that it is open and able to be seen. And he says that if you have a lamp, you bring it and put it in such a place that you can see and get the benefit of it. And indeed, the benefit of hearing the word of God is when we obey it and put it into practice in our lives, it will be evident that there's a change in us because of God's word. And the more we receive it, the more we believe it, the more we put it into action, then the greater the blessing will be. Jesus told another parable, the parable of the growing seed, and he talks about a man who scatters seed on the ground, and night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, and he doesn't quite know what's happening, but all by itself the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. I believe that there's very much the sense here that sometimes there is an instant response, but very often when we share the word of God, it can take time to get deep into our soul, deep into our heart. And just as a seed doesn't produce a crop immediately, there's a growing period. And that's where we need to be faithful in reading, listening, sharing the word of God, because in the fullness of time, it will have its effect, but we do need to keep feeding on the word. And then Jesus tells this parable of the mustard seed, and he'd love to talk about the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is just so very different to the kingdom of men and the kingdoms of this world, which are all about power and all about crushing and monopolizing and ordering around. And Jesus said that it's like a mustard seed. It's a small seed, but it grows and grows, and sometimes it can grow so big that it's able to support the birds of the air. They can perch in its shade. What he was doing so much with these and many other parables was saying, let the word of God get deep into your soul. Just be soaked in the word of God, immersed in the word of God. In the fullness of time, there'll be a harvest. Just let it totally drench and saturate your habits, your attitudes, your thinking. Well, Mark chapter 4 ends with a very different story. It's evening time, and Jesus says to the disciples, let's go over to the other side. Now, this particular story becomes amazingly real to me, because not so long ago I was on the Sea of Galilee, and I can certainly understand how you could leave one side and a storm can brew up and you haven't travelled very far. It's not a massively big sea, but it's big enough for a lot to happen in it. Now, what is interesting is that Jesus is with the disciples in this boat. That's interesting, because when the storm brews up, the disciples react as if they're the only ones being affected. And they seem to be responding as if, what's happening to us? Where are we going to be? Are we going to perish in this? They totally seem to forget that Jesus is potentially in as much danger as they are. Jesus gets up, rebukes the wind, says to the waves, "Quiet, be still," and then the wind dies down. Jesus says to the disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" What they still need to grasp is that when they've put their life into Jesus' hands, he is in charge and they can trust him, however strong the storm is. Let's listen to some worship, and then my good friend Patrick will join me. We'll have a little look more at these latter parables and this miracle on the Lake of Galilee.
I long to worship you in spirit and in truth. I live to know you more so that you'll be glorified. I gladly break my life like an alabaster box. I draw
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about the second half of Mark chapter 4. Here we see Jesus' ability as a speaker, really. What do you think we can learn from the way Jesus spoke, from the way he preached?
Well, I believe that the essence of the uniqueness of Jesus' teaching was that it was never theory. It was not like something he'd read in a book and had no sort of relationship with and no sense of working it out. The authority of Jesus' teaching was that what he said, he was what he said. And I believe that that wholeness, that deep integrity in the word and in how he behaved made his teaching extra special.
And he seemed to be able to, well, he understood people, didn't he? And he understood the kind of things that they would understand.
Well, that's right. And, Jesus' teaching is so often very, very practical. It's not that there aren't things to go and dwell on and chew on for days and weeks, but there's often an immediate impact because it is that down to earth, if you like, just talking right into where you are.
Now, in these parables, he is describing the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is like this. It's a phrase he uses quite often, doesn't he, before he begins one of these descriptive kind of stories. How does he define the kingdom of God? He doesn't seem to define it, does he, in quite that way?
Well, I think he defines it over a period of time. He doesn't give an instant definition. But I think it's really to do with the fact that God's ways are not our ways, and God's thoughts are not our thoughts. And what Jesus was bringing in was a very different way of thinking, a different perception of God, a different perception of life, a different perception of right and wrong. This is what Jesus is doing, and it's quite remarkable how his teaching draws people to a point where they have to make a decision. They want to be part of God's kingdom, which is radical and different, or they want to stay as they are.
Now, this chapter ends with something very different, something very practical. Here is Jesus calming a storm. He's out on the Sea of Galilee with his disciples, and they're frightened, and he's asleep, which always struck me as quite strange. Anyway, that he would fall asleep on this boat. Clearly he did. What effect do you think this incident would have had on the disciples there in the boat with him?
Well, I believe that, of course, when it's over, the effect is just absolute amazement that their Jesus can stand up and tell a storm to be quiet, and it's quiet. They don't know anyone else who's ever done that. They certainly didn't think they could do that. But so that would have been very profound. But I think some of the things would have been just reflection. Jesus was willing to identify with them. He was obviously very tired because I've had a quite interesting sleeping on a cushion. I just wonder how many cushions there were. There probably weren't many.
No.
But Jesus had perhaps deliberately taken a cushion because he was tired and he was hoping to get a bit of sleep.
Yes, yeah.
And it's these very incredible human touches. He's with them, he's tired, he's needing rest, and yet no storm is going to dictate his future. He is in charge.
A fascinating story. Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.